Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning that call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am, you can. Just a minute.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, my name is Asia with the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yeah, man, this here.
Yes, so how may I assist you? And I do need to
Hey,
advise you, this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes.
yeah, man, I had the call had disconnected. I was calling to file a claim.
Give me one moment. Can I start off by getting your full Social Security number, please?
418-555-5030.
I can barely understand you. Can I have you slow down for me, please, and say it slowly?
4-1-8-5-5-5-0-3-0.
Thank you. One moment. Can I have your first name, please?
Ladarius.
Can I have you spell it out for me?
LADARIUS.
Thank you. Can I have your last name, please?
Moore. MOORE.
Thank you. Can I have your date of birth, please?
09-23-2002.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Walter, WALTER.
And do you have a driver license?
Yes.
Can I have your driver license number, please?
9-8-6-2-8-9-4.
Thank you. One moment. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No,
Thank you. We got into your fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Do you agree?
yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years, could affect your ability to receive future benefits? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No.
Thank you. One moment. To confirm, your first name is spelled out LADARIUS.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. To confirm, your last name is spelled out MOORE.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I have your telephone number, please?
205-340-1818.
Thank you. To confirm, your date of birth is 9/23/2002.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And to confirm, your mother's maiden name is Walter.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And you do have a driver license, that's correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what state is your driver license in?
Alabama.
Thank you. To confirm, that driver license number is 9862894.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And may I please have your race?
Yes, black.
Thank you. And may I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic, Hispanic, or no response?
Non-Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Four.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I have your residential country?
United States.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
12384 Waterbury. That's WATERBURY. Drive. In Moundville, Alabama.
And your zip code also, please?
35474.
Thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And can I have the work description for the last job that you clocked that on?
Forklift operator.
Thank you. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you obtain work excessively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
17.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you own a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April? You have to let me finish the sentence, sir. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking and savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer, state debit or direct deposit?
Direct deposit.
Thank you. Would you like for you to go to your checkings or your savings?
Checking.
Thank you. Can I have your routing number, please?
0-6-2-2-0-1-6-3-0.
Can I have you please confirm their routing number?
0-6-2-2-0-1-6-3-0.
Thank you. Can I have your bank account number, please?
192-7809.
Thank you. And may I have you please confirm their bank account number?
192-7809.
Thank you. Can I have the name of the last company that you clocked that on, please?
Deco.
What's the name of it on your W-2 statement?
Deco.
It should be listed under it. So can I have you spell the full name, sir?
ADDECO. USA.
Thank you. Can I have the employer's telephone number?
Just a moment.
Yes, sir.
(205) 331-6699.
Thank you. Can I have the work location, city, and state?
Vance, Alabama.
Thank you. Can I have your employment start date when you first started the job, the month, the day, and the year, please?
April 2024.
I would need a day also. We need the month, the day, and the year.
The 10th or April.
Can I have the last day you worked, the month, the day, and the year, please?
July the 10th or 2024.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
Fired.
Thank you. And what is the specific reason why you're no longer working?
When I walked in, I got back to work. I was the only guy that was working. Like putting out hard work. And I had the other guy, they wasn't a help. They wasn't no good help. So They weren't no good help. I was the only one working by myself.
And so what is the specific reason why they explained to you that you were fired? We just only need a specific reason why they explained to you that you were let go.
She didn't give me no reason.
So we need a reason in order to file the unemployment.
She was...
Exchange words.
Yeah. We had exchange words.
So was it a misconduct?
No, ma'am.
Was it a violation of your company policy?
No, ma'am.
Why, ma'am?
Yeah, I had to go through the security gate, and they didn't let me in. Yeah.
Can I have the name of the side of the person who informed me of your termination?
Michelle. I don't know her last name.
And is she a manager?
Yes.
Thank you. What date were you informed of your termination?
It was 15th.
I would need the month, the day, and the year.
July 15, 2024.
Can I have your last day you worked? Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? What were you told?
I had to go through the security gate, and they said I was no longer needed.
Thank you. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
Repeat that.
Yes, what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I was trying to, explain. I was trying to explain, but, yeah.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Did you receive vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive sick pay?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive holiday pay?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Thank you. One moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Celia Call, Guy Carpenter Ann, Remote Ocean Systems, Tomorrow Solutions Today, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Mobile, Marion, Hoover, or none of the above?
Marion.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 147 Etal Street, 165 East Ashley Street, 763 North Donahue Drive, 84 Redstone Way, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
I've never been.
Thank you. What month was Daryl born in? February, July, September, December, none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
December.
Thank you. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-327-1286, 334-327-1579, 334-327-5867, 334-327-9215, or I've never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
327-5867.
Thank you. I hereby file an internet claim for an unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I start to find a penalty of a jury, then the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claim and Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. We came to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well, seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to Alabama Works, the Alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow the instruction listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. So the process you just completed for your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week, decline your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, you click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. So your weekly certification can be made on Sundays 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday 5 p.m., whether filing online or by telephone. You will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made of the following. Acting union members who have submitted proof against standing with their union. Employees who under verified short-term layoff. Claimants attend direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, which is Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require you a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So we have completed your unemployment claim, and I also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
So it's 498-034-305. And your PIN number to file your claim each and every week is 3002.
All right.
Okay, and is there any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Hope you enjoy your day. You're welcome. Bye-bye.